Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome to episode 87. Today's episode is bringing you the new intention of the week for this week, and I think it's really appropriate with everything that is going on in the country and around the world in terms of how we think of and engage with not just ourselves, the people we know and love, but also, and even more importantly, the people we don't know. The first thing I want to do is to recognize all of the people who feel that they have ever or still suffer from a feeling of being less than or not enough or equal. I've personally had a really hard time with the news for a number of different reasons, from having a lot of grief from the horrific death of George Floyd, and also feeling a lot of sympathy and empathy for the fear and anxiety and depression and hardships and injustice people have faced. In the past, there's been so many incidents and terrible things that have happened to different groups, cultures, races, just people in general, that we may never know the full scope of. But now with the prevalence of personal technology with smartphones and cameras and social media, we're getting more insightful and impactful information real time as these transgressions are happening. So we could reasonably say that we're more aware of the bad things that are happening in our own backyards more than ever, which is really challenging, but it's really important for people to be aware of and not oblivious or blissfully naive to, because that's not fair or right. For me personally, I've struggled with feeling like I didn't know what I could do to help, or feeling like I was doing enough to help. And I decided so long ago that I wanted my personal brand, what people know and trust me for, is for positivity, taking action, and seeing the amazing things in life that life has to offer, and helping people to achieve that and have a greater sense of fulfillment in their own lives. So I wanted to make sure that my messaging wasn't inappropriately happy-go-lucky or all sunshine and rainbows when there's really scary stuff going on in the world. But after a few conversations with my diverse group of friends, I heard a few things that helped remind me that the nature of the show is helping people take positive action, that even little things make a big difference. And just by showing up and continuing to highlight diverse people, diverse backgrounds, and diverse stories, and making sure people feel valued and appreciated and respected is just as important today as it was yesterday and will still be important tomorrow. So that's what my commitment is, and what I hope people know and believe is that I'll continue doing just that. I'll continue leading people and taking positive action in their lives and the lives of other people, continuing to showcase and engage with a diverse group of guests and audience members, and using this platform to help as many people as possible. And I also really hope that you'll check back later this week for an episode that I'll be releasing where I interviewed Dr. Jasmine Zapata, who talks about some of the issues of race and inequality that we're talking about in the country. In her case specifically, it's talking about how these things are in existence in the medical field and how this particularly affects the young people in our country. So in episode 87, the one that you're listening to right now, you're going to get the intention of the week. We'll quickly break it down. We'll talk about some of the challenges that may come up, then talk about three key areas of how you can approach it with lots of sub-suggestions or ideas that kind of go underneath those main three categories, and just how you can make it resonate with you. But again, I just wanted to really emphasize and make sure that you personally are hearing from me that I just have so much emotion around all the stuff that is going on, and was having such a hard time with the news and seeing the injustice and the poor treatment that people are going through, and was not sure that what I was doing was enough, but I want to continue to use this conversation, this platform, this vision that I have to have a bigger impact and help more and more people. So really, I appreciate you listening to the show, spending some time with me, and believing in that same mission of improving your life or potentially improving the life of other people, because all of this does make a difference. And we have to believe that. We have to believe that all of this does make a difference, that even a small action can have big effects, and every little bit matters. It's not just that some people should be speaking up or some people should be taking action. Everybody really should be doing something, and it's not saying that you're doing too little, but everybody should be doing at least something. So don't feel like what you're doing isn't enough. Just believe that what you're doing does make a difference. Okay, so let's take a look at your intention of the week. Remember, your intention of the week, it's a tool, it's a mantra, it's a guideline, it's a phrase that you can use, adapt, or adjust, whether this is the first time you're hearing this is what I do, or if it is the 80th time that you've heard an intention of the week from me. Your intention of the week is, I have value and purpose. Again, your intention of the week is, I have value and purpose. You may not realize this, but I actually sit down and I meditate or I pray what the intention of the week should be for weeks and weeks in advance. And I had this one scheduled for this week already, even before what was showing up in the news and the death of George Floyd. So I just think it's very timely, and maybe it's a message that you need to hear, or maybe it's a message that we need to share with somebody, or it's a conversation that could get the wheels turning for people to reevaluate their perspective or to consider taking some change, and hopefully all of that change is for positive change for you or for somebody else in your life. Right off the bat, I know there will be some challenges for a few people with this one, and I'd also like to make the disclaimer that if you feel that this concept, that you have value and purpose, is something that you really struggle with and this is really affecting your daily life, that maybe you should possibly consider seeking professional help. As a coach, I can confidently provide some practical steps for people to take, but that also does not replace the value and impact of professional help. Now, getting back to the idea of self-worth and purpose, there could exist a challenge internalizing this intention of the week for someone because, truthfully, they don't believe in the message, which is heartbreaking enough in of itself. Somewhere along the line, they were really knocked down or possibly really knocked down by another person or an experience or a continual combination of both that planted a dark seed in their own self-image. And this is really dangerous because it could and probably will negatively affect the way that person interacts with not just themselves, but their thoughts and their feelings, but also the greater world and their community around them. And again, if you feel like this or if I'm hitting a nerve, don't stop the episode here because we're going to talk about some practical solutions that might be a good fit for you. But again, going back to the disclaimer I made is that I don't want to downplay the power or the impact of professional help that some people that you engage with or that you talk to or you personally might really benefit from seeking some professional help. So again, if you feel that this is something that's really affecting your daily life, then please consider the possibility or the opportunity to reach out and seek some professional help. So going back again, the intention of the week is I have value and purpose. So let's explore this concept a little bit further. There may also be a number of people who just feel kind of stuck or lost, and by not having any sense of direction, they don't really feel like they have a true purpose. And if this is how you feel, then maybe you'll like some of the recommendations that I'm going to make for you out of the first category of people that need to be addressed with this intention of the week. The reason why I say part one or number one is because I believe that in addressing this intention of the week, there are three categories or three specific groups of people that we should consider applying this to, and that's yourself, the people that you know and love, and the people that you don't know. At the root of all of this, I think the underlying word or feeling or emotion we're looking for really is love. It comes down to whether or not we love ourselves, the people we have in our lives, and or the people that we don't know, that we cross paths with. With all the episodes I do, I try to incorporate real action steps that you can take so that way it's not just all theory about ways to improve your life or someone else's life or enjoy your life more, but really doing the work to make it happen. So let's talk about those three main groups of people: you, the people you know and love, and people you don't know, and ways that we can actually take action to set you up for success for this intention of the week. The first one we'll talk about is ourselves. And the question that could help us the most in understanding or working with the intention of the week is, who am I? This question is one of the most important for us to have a deep understanding, and I have a few suggestions that might help give you some clarity if you struggle with the concept or the question of, who am I? One way you could do this is you could write down your core values and what's really important to you. And if you want, you can get as specific and detailed as you want. So for example, for me, love and faith and generosity and compassion, those are some just quick examples of things that are really important to me. So writing down your core values or what's important to you. Also, writing down or describing or verbalizing your non-negotiables in terms of your quality of life or how you'd like to be treated or how you're going to treat other people. That's really important. Then maybe writing down and describing the people you want to spend your time with, or maybe writing down and describing the people that you don't enjoy spending your time with. Those could help you get a greater grasp of who you are. You could recognize this by identifying who you're actually surrounding yourself with and who are the people that you spend most of your time with, because you might not realize how much of an effect that they have on your perspective or the shaping of your identity. Also, being aware of the content or the type of content you're consuming is really big. Just like the food you consume, we consume content, and that content could have positive or potentially negative effects on our mental health, our emotional health, just our general state of being. And recognizing the type of language you use is really big too, because that also plays a big part. And going back to one of my favorite suggestions, if you've ever heard from me, is if you're having a hard time knowing who you are as a person, then maybe you could and should consider looking into a service opportunity where you're meeting the needs of someone else instead of taking the focus off of you and redirecting it positively towards someone else can have amazing effects for you. The next category we'll talk about is acknowledging the value and purpose you see in someone you know and love. And this could be your family, your friends, your significant others, spouse, or a coworker, whatever example you think fits and is appropriate for here. But basically, this is somebody that you know, a person you have in your life that you know. And the first recommendation that I'll give you to help you see the value and purpose for these types of people is to listen. Listening is probably the most impactful thing that you can do. But why is this challenging for some people? Well, for some people, there's an important distinction that we need to make. And whether you're talking to a friend, a child, a spouse, or whoever in this group of people, is making sure you're not just hearing what you want to hear, but actually hearing what the person is trying to tell you, which could pose a challenge if the person is guarded and there really isn't a trust factor between you and that individual. So they're having a hard time verbalizing what it is that they actually truly deeply want to say, or if they just don't have an emotional education where they can convey effectively how they're feeling. So what could really be helpful is just finding ways to convey messaging or words or communicating with these people on a daily basis in ways that they like to receive it. So let me give you an example, because I think this is really important. In some situations, you could be dedicating a lot of time and effort and energy into doing one thing for some person in hoping to open up and build communication and trust or love in a specific relationship with that person. And you really want them to acknowledge how much effort that you're putting into building this trust and openness and bond between you and that other person. But what you're doing doesn't necessarily resonate with that person or doesn't fall on their priority list very high. And so that creates almost like a disconnect. That's, I guess, the best way to describe it as a disconnect is you're putting out this energy and this effort, but it's not actually landing in the way that you hope because the person isn't open to receiving it that way. And another way to describe this really plays off of Anthony Chapman's 5 love languages. So another good example is, let's say you're trying to build a bond or a connection or whatever with somebody you know, a friend, family member. And the way that you're trying to do that is to constantly give this person little gifts. It could be, it could be as small as like a pack of stickers or a cookie or maybe big gifts, like you buy this person things and you're hoping that will help build the bond or the love or the relationship. But really what that person might need, and you just aren't necessarily aware of it because you haven't listened or heard or gotten the information directly from them, is they actually just want you to spend time with them. So maybe there's a disconnect in terms of communication or in listening, just because the way that you communicate is not entirely the way that the person wants to receive or communicate back with you. So maybe one of the ways that we can improve recognizing the value and purpose in somebody else or helping them to see it in themselves is by communicating with them differently. Another idea is to help build the bond between you and somebody else and helping them to see or recognize the value and purpose that they have, or for you to do that and to see the value and purpose that you, that somebody in your life has, is to engage with that person on some of their preferred activities, topics, passions, or hobbies. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to totally fall head and over heels in love with something that they do that you just don't like, but maybe just being open to spending some time doing some of the things that this person does could open up some lines of communication and build that trust and stronger bonds of love between you and somebody you know. Remember, it could be your child, it could be a friend, it could be a spouse, it could be a coworker. This second category we've been spending some time talking about is people that you know. And then that transitions right into the last concept, which is the one that I think really hits home for people right now, especially for me. And that's recognizing the value and purpose in a stranger's life, somebody that you don't know. The first step is just believing that it's true. Trying our best not to live an assumption-based mindset, or when these assumptions we create do come up, trying to recognize what you're doing and then correcting those thoughts or redirecting your energy and your intentionality back into a positive direction. So a quick example, you're walking down the street, you see somebody coming towards you and quickly make assumptions about who they are, what they're about, what they're wearing, where they're coming from, where they spend their time, and quickly making assumptions just based on the way you see someone and how you perceive that person is something that we might need to address. And we could do that by, again, just believing that people have value and purpose and everybody should be treated the same. Another way we can do this is by being willing to engage in conversations with people that we don't know. And if you're really shy and this makes you really uncomfortable, maybe just by starting small and doing simple things like saying hello or good morning or have a nice day or showing simple courtesies, I think could have a bigger impact than some people may realize. And also kind of playing off of the first suggestion that I made is releasing expectations that you have of other people. Just because they come from a specific background or socioeconomic status or whatever doesn't mean that they couldn't have just as much or even more potential as the next person. One of my favorite quotes that came out of the interview that I released last week with Joy Rosser was the comment that Joy made about the impact a teacher, a leader, or an employer can have just by believing in someone, believing that they have potential, and helping that person to recognize it in themselves is powerful. I think the more we engage with and support and care about different people, that this will continue to become more and more of the norm and not just a unique situation or circumstance or exception. So the intention of the week, I have value and purpose, recognizing that you as the individual yourself, you have value and purpose, recognizing that the people that you know in your life have value and purpose. And really right now, what could be very challenging for people, and I invite you and I implore you to consider, is that people that you don't know have value and purpose as well. Not living in a expectation mindset, not living with an expectation mindset, or living under an assumption theory, and getting yourself out there, or maybe jumping into a service opportunity and diversifying the people that you engage with and you support on a daily basis. Again, I just wanted to say thank you so much for choosing to spend some time with me. Things are definitely in motion. That's, I think, the most appropriate way to say what's going on in the world. Change is in motion, and I really hope, and what I believe that people should consider, is not letting this be a quick moment in history, that hopefully the things that are going on right now will be the catalysts that finally get us to make real, everlasting change. And that starts in every form and facet with the people that you come in contact with at home, at work, online, I mean, in the language that you use and the content that you're consuming. I hope that really, I mean, why I'm thinking about this is because I heard an interview where two people were talking and they were speculating how life is going to be after COVID and hoping that people are going to continue the trend of generosity and thoughtfulness after COVID and not just revert back to the way that things were a few weeks after COVID is not really that big of an impact. And that makes me think a lot about the equality movement right now. I hope that now people are really getting behind it and there's more awareness and more intentionality and more energy and positivity that's coming, and people are going to continue taking positive action to move forward, and we're not going to revert back into the way that things were even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, in terms of the equality and the love and compassion that people feel for one another, regardless of race, size, gender, age, background, or you name it. I really hope that people continue to find more sources of inspiration and positivity, and people feel good about taking positive action. I'll say it again. No action can be too small, and I'm saying that not just for you. I'm reminding myself that no action can be too small. You reaching out to people and telling them that you care about them, you're thinking about them, you appreciate them is an important gesture, just as much as signing a petition, as going out and protesting. All of this stuff matters, and we need to believe that this stuff matters. And we also need to believe that everybody has value and purpose. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to the show. I hope you have a safe and healthy day. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.